Yasgan Corlea, and Minister, tourism is one of Ireland's most important industry. We all know it supports jobs, sustains local businesses, brings investment to local communities right across the country. And the beauty about tourism, it goes right deep into some of our most rural, most hinterland parts off our island. And if we're really serious about developing tourism, we must also be serious about addressing regional inequalities that continue to hold back areas. I come from Donegal. I can say hand in heart that it is the most beautiful and scenic place in the country. It is blessed with spectacular scenery that you wouldn't see anywhere in Europe, although I am very biased in that regard. But it has got that tradition and rich in culture, our language, our heritage, our islands, all of that that it offers. But the problem is, if we're also being serious, there is serious infrastructural issues in relation to Donegal. It isn't serviced by motorway, the North West. It isn't serviced by rail links. It has serious issues in relation to its public transport infrastructure that is supplemented by a number of private operators who have operated excellently for many years. But there's also basic infrastructure. And I come from Gidor, for example. There's hotel developments that are being stalled and held up because we don't have a sewage scheme that has been promised time and time again from the government. We also have tourist attractions that need just that little bit of investment, particularly our islands, which I think have seen a huge explosion of tourism over the last while, but can further be developed in a more sustainable way. I do want to raise the issue in relation to Glenveagh National Park, which is a jewel in the crown in the northwest, as one of our national parks. But the issue here is time and time again that we see that people who come to Glenveagh National Park, they travel long distance to visit for the day, and they find that the tours are not available depending on the day that they arrive. This shouldn't be happening. You know, in a national park, which is open 7 days a week, tours should be available at all time. It is basic investment that needs to be there. And there was issues in the past where people couldn't get into car parking and had to travel 2 hours back in relation to car park. But some of those issues are being addressed. As I said, tourism takes many different forms, and there is types of investment that is required to actually sustain and support and supplement what we have. I've described Donegal as a number of perils that we have right across the county from different locations and different events. And what really is missing there is the necklace that actually ties them all together. In a way, the Wild Atlantic Way is a form of that type of necklace. But when you're missing a pearl or two, the necklace doesn't look the way it should look. But when you actually make sure that all of the pearls are joined up, it is something that is really, really attractive, can encourage more tours and more operators and people overseas to come here. One of the issues I've raised in the past, Minister, has been the issue of the entertainment sector and the entertainment sector being able to attract tourism into regions across the state. I've raised the issue of the fact that we've seen music festivals have closed down over the last number of years, and the need to support music festivals in particular. And I'm again have skin in the game in this, as I am a director and chairperson of our not-for-profit music festival in Donegal. I'm not speaking about our own festival, but you will be aware of the liquidation of tickets.ie recently. This has caused major problems. Now we have not-for-profit music festivals that operate in my county of Donegal, the likes of the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival, outstanding festival that has operated for many years, that has been a client of this company, and now we are seeing them out hundreds of thousands of euro. This cannot stand. They are owned, this company that's gone into liquidation is 75% owned by the Deutsche Entertainment Group in Berlin. We need to be looking at all of the avenues. That means our Foreign Affairs Minister, our EU Commissioner, the Ambassador, the German Ambassador here needs to be called in here. There are serious issues that doesn't just affect the Rory Gallagher Festival, it also affects other private festivals in the state. And there also may need to be an issue where the government actually intervenes. There's a question now where we need to look at, do we want to make sure that these festivals continue next year, and if they do, then the money has to be paid, or the state will have to support them in some way to make sure that they continue.